We've been teaching through the Sermon on the Mount. I absolutely love the Sermon on the Mount. Anybody ever, other than sitting in church and actually having a pastor preach to you about it, has anybody actually read through that themselves and found it to be extremely interesting, number one, maybe extremely challenging? Well, what I love about it is for a long time, I've done that where I would read through that. I'm like, man, I just need to find a way to live this. I don't know how I'm going to live this, but I'm going to do everything possible because obviously Jesus said to do this. And if I could do that, I'm just going to be better. I'm going to be a better human being. I'm going to be a better Christian, all that kind of stuff. And this is like a to-do list that I would not do very well, but I try and check it off. Like, well, I've done this and this and this. Oh, I'm screwing up here. I'll go back to the drawing board next week. But what I've learned is that this is not a checklist. This is something that takes place in each and every one of us in our lives as we yield, as we give ourselves to Christ more and more every day. What Jesus is saying when he was going through the Sermon on the Mount, to sum it up, was this is what you will look like. This is a characteristic of those of you that have been captured by the kingdom of God. That was refreshing to me and was actually a relief. It was kind of one of those things where you could wipe the sweat off and go, oh, man, I've been trying to do this, and it's like this checklist, and okay, I don't have to. I just need to continue to yield and continue to give myself to Christ and allow him to transform me and change me. And over a period of time, through this transformation process, I become more and more like this. That's really cool. That should be something that you guys look at and go, wow. Thank you, Chad, for sharing that with me, because I didn't look at it from that point of view before. One of the things that he talks about is prayer. Now, prayer is one of those things that I think most Christians believe is essential. Most Christians, most of us believe that it's extremely healthy to be having a good prayer life, and that it's something that should be done on a regular basis. I mean, how many of you guys would agree that prayer is probably a really good thing, and we should do that as often as possible, right? Yet, what I've found, and true for myself as well, we don't always do a whole lot of it, unless we're like in a crisis, right? But it hasn't, for a lot.